You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
Hi, I'm Joe Iconis.
And I'm Jennifer Ashley Tepper. On today's episode of The Album Podcast, we're going to be talking to you about a song called Building a Fort, as sung by the wonderful Harrison Chadd.
We're going to talk about the history of the song. It was written for a musical that I was formerly writing that I'm no longer writing. So it's sort of like a trunk song, but I think that it has connections to a bunch of other tunes that I've written. It feels like it's kind of, you know, related to Be More Chill and Love and Hate Nation and Punk Rock Girl and lots of my shows that feature sad young people.
Building a Fort, the latest in the sad young people cycle.
Build a fort all by myself alone. Gonna use some bed sheets and some pillows and some
building
folding.
A fort?
Yeah.
Why do I always think it's called Build a Fort?
I have gone back and forth, but on the album I decide Building a Fort.
Okay.
on the album I decide Building a Fort.
Building a Fort, mm-hmm. Which is a song from a musical.
Yeah. This is what, you know, some of these songs, I'm considering, if people ask me about them in interviews, I just lie and say that they're not from anything or not cut from anything. But I feel like on this podcast, I'm excited to not lie.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but this song was outed as part of a musical because when the New York Times reviewed Joe Iconis and Family, they really liked this song and they talked about it in their review.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Well, but people forget that kind of stuff.
Of course,
you know?
Of course.
They forget the good reviews.
I don't forget.
yeah, but yeah, so this song was from, myself and Joe Trace wrote a musical version of Diary of a Wimpy Kid and we got fired. And we wrote, so it's a whole musical, you know, you got a whole score of the musical. And most of the songs are songs that you could never perform out of context because they're so clearly from Diary of a Wimpy Kid, the musical. Mm-hmm. But this one is one that always felt like, oh, this is like a little bit broader. And this is a song that I think, you know, people can relate to and sort of applies to multiple situations. And I always liked it a lot. And it always, this character is, it's this song actually is like a very sort of, you know, weird, you know, cousin to Michael in the Bathroom, mm-hmm. in that it's, you know, a character who's had a fight with his best friend and is feeling alone and has, you know, decided to like, remove himself from the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And in the case of this, he decides to, you know, build a fort in his parents', I guess it's a basement or rec room or something. And
room. Throwing
yeah.
it back.
The old days. New York was better then. it's the idea of, you know, being a kid and using what you have around you to construct a fort is something that, you know, I certainly did when I was a kid, and I think that like it's something that I did just in like, you know, playing and being like, oh, you know, it's fun, but also like sometimes you can, you know, you literally want to like build a little you know, cell for yourself.
Well, I guess then it's also Lonely Kid songs. If you're going to do this as a cousin of Michael in the Bathroom,
yeah.
It dates back to mm-hmm. the Lonely Kid trio and Things to Ruin.
Yeah, yeah.
Dodgeball, yeah. Albuquerque Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Son of a Gun.
And Son of a Gun, of
yeah.
course.
Yeah, I mean, and it's like, and it's both like lonely and like a self-imposed exile. You know, it's sure. this like, the world has done me wrong and I'm going to remove myself and just be by myself because that's what you want me to be anyway. You just want me to be all by myself alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to write something that felt like a, you know, it's like a 90s folk song or something. Or maybe not even 90s. The music feels, it's really simple and it's kind of campfire-y, but it feels kind of older than the kid is. You know, there's nothing about it that feels like contemporary. It feels kind of like a sort of timeless throwback. And the intention there is that it's this little kid with, you know, little kid problems. But his sadness, his feeling of isolation is very adult. It's very much the same thing that I feel, you know, when I'm, you know, depressed or anxious or whatever. And so I think the music is a way to kind of connect this thing that on the surface can just seem like, oh, it's a little kid, you know, crying about some little kid garbage. And it can connect it to, a sort of more adult issues. And that's always, you know, in my stuff, where I've written about young people, I always say it's like, you know, young people just don't have the vocabulary that older people do, but what they're feeling is exactly the same. And mm-hmm. it's like the, you know, what feels like a massive deal to a kid, you know, as an adult, you might look at it and think that's so silly, how cute, but it doesn't mean that it's not, doesn't feel like the end of the world to the kid. Sure. And that feeling of like, you know, if you're a kid and you're, you know, you're having ice cream and you drop it on the ground, it feels like the world is crashing down. Mm-hmm. We know it's not, but it feels like that. And that's the way it feels to the kid. My world is over.
Sure.
Is the exact same way that it feels like when you're, you know,
yeah.
30 or 40 and you break up or you get thrown out of your apartment or, you know, whatever. Sure. The world is over. That feeling is the same.
Mm-hmm.
The circumstances change and the vocabulary changes, but the feeling is the same feeling. And so that's what this song is, I think, a sort of you know, subtle manifestation of mm-hmm. of that.
And this is really the only song from that Wimpy Kid musical that has gotten pulled out and done separately, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I did... the only other song that's ever been performed publicly is the title song.
Which I love that title song.
I really like it,
but
too.
Ain't easy for a Wimpy Kid.
That's it. And that's a song that it's he's singing about himself as being a wimpy kid. Life ain't easy for a wimpy kid. It's just never not, you know, from Diary of a Wimpy Kid. But we did this concert at the Musical Theater Factory, the former porn studio, in 2015. And it was after Be More Chill had closed at Two River Theater. And it was yet another time in my life when I was feeling really sort of angry and frustrated about my life and career, and it just felt like I keep making these shows and they keep getting to a certain level, and then, you know, the New York Times says they're terrible and then nobody cares about them anymore. Mm-hmm. And how many times I keep doing this, you know, in my career. And I mean, the answer to that is like, I guess forever, but at the time I was kind of like, what the hell am I doing here?
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
And so, I'd just gotten fired from Wimpy Kid, and so we did this concert, and the Musical Theater Factory was kind of like a black box. It was a very sort of classic black box stage, and I was like, I want to fill the whole room with discarded pages from the project I just got fired from. And so like the script of that show and the score was just all over. And so if you see pictures of that Musical Theater Factory concert, and that's the first time that I ever did Try Again, there's just mm-hmm. thousands of pages of paper that I put all over the place. And so the audience, when they came in, they had to like literally wade through, you know, crumpled up paper. And most of that was from my my aborted musical.
I had forgotten that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm glad we have pictures of Musical Theater Factory because it kind of sounds like a fairyland that we made up.
Yeah, I mean, it was a fairyland, but we didn't make it up.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. And then at that concert, though, was Jerry Goring.
I know.
Was there, yeah. I know. You ended up producing Be More Chill.
I remember that part. I like had to dial it back and like really go through it when it ended up occupying the place in the story that it did. Yeah. But wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just to say that we did that Wimpy Kid song there. And I don't know if we did Building a Fort there, but yeah, Building a Fort's the one that's kind of like hung on. And on the album, it's sung by Harrison Chadd, who I have known for a long time. I first met him when he was a student at Brown, and I was very starstruck because he was obviously in Carolina Change as a very young man. And I was like, I can't believe I'm meeting I'm meeting Harrison Chadd. I thought he was so great. And then he ended up being the first person besides Jason Sweet Tooth Williams to play this character of Brandon in the Black Suits, because we did a production of Black Suits in 2012.
Was 12.
Was Barrington.
Yeah, 2012.
And so it was the first time we were doing it with all new actors. And that's when Ben Platt did it, and Jason Haidt and Will Roland and Harrison Chadd. And so I just love Harrison. He's an amazing actor. He's so funny. He's such a good guy. And he just, you know, I imagine it'll be like this until he's an old little wizened man, but he just sounds like a kid. Like his voice has this youthful exuberance to it that is so stinking charming. And he's a man. He's like a very handsome, strapping man, but he has this his voice that's just, it's just youth. And it's like, and in that way, I think he's like a sort of, he has a weird connection to Annie Golden because they both are actors who, they're amazing actors and they do all different types of stuff. And Harrison, you know, he's a great singer and like he can sing very sort of traditional musical theater stuff and he can do, you know, rock stuff really easily. And it all sounds authentic and his voice has so much personality to it as Annie's does. But the thing that it always has is youth.
Yeah.
And Annie Golden has that and Harrison has it. And it just felt like he has that, you know, he has the gravity and the innocence that feel correct for building a fort.
Totally. I never thought of it that way. I sometimes wonder, because I knew Harrison from the Carolina Change cast recording and from getting to see it before I knew him, like, if we would be able to tell that was him on the cast recording if you met him as an adult whose voice had changed. But I really think you could, for all the reasons you just said.
I think so.
It still sounds like him.
It's just there. Yeah. Even puberty did not rob him of that.
Of his innocence. I love this song. It's a great track on the album.
Thanks. Hey, thanks so much for listening or watching to my podcast. Do me a favor and go to wherever you just listen to or watch this thing and subscribe or like or give us a great rating or review, and then head to bpn.fm/album to find out even more information about this podcast, more ways to watch, more ways to listen, and check out my album. Thanks so much for hanging out.
Album Podcast is executive produced by Liz Armstrong, produced by Dori Berenstein, Alan Seals, Kim Garris, and the rest of the team at the Broadway Podcast Network. Be sure to visit bpn.fm/album for both audio and video versions of this podcast and to listen to Album.
All by myself, alone.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.